Ran Zhongzhe is the former minister counselor in the Chinese embassy in Washington and now works with the China Institute for International Studies. He suggests the relationship today between China and the United States has progressed through the years to a level beyond normal country-to-country relations.
他所关注的问题已经不再是仅仅是双边问题。
Discussion topics between the two sides have gone far beyond bilateral relations and regional affairs. The two are seeking more common ground in international and multilateral issues.
But at the same time, Ma Zhengang with the China Public Diplomacy Association says anxiety toward China is rising among U.S. policymakers and politicians.
实际上有一个舆论认为中美只有一战。
There were some voices advocating for a war against China. Despite a limited influence, it has some supporters. Some U.S. experts even see the U.S.-China relationship is at a critical tipping point that gets closer to a cliff.
The tipping point argument was put forward earlier this year by veteran China watcher David Lampton, who heads the China division of Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies.Speaking at an event among both American and Chinese scholars in May, Lampton has argued there are forces in both the U.S. and China who would like to see the progress made over the past few decades be pushed aside to instead battle for global dominance. Jin Tanrong with Renmin University says despite those concerns, he doesn't believe a breakup of the China-U.S. relationship is imminent.
The risks in the Sino-U.S. relations are manageable. The coexistence of cooperation with competition is a unique feature of the China-U.S. relationship. Despite rising worries, the two governments have been trying to fulfill their responsibilities to keep this relationship smooth.
Guan Wei with the China Institute of International Studies says closer communications between people from both sides is critical.
Some 270,000 Chinese are studying in the U.S., while the number of the Americans studying in China exceeds 20,000. Every day, there are over 10,000 people traveling between the two countries. This civilian exchange between the two countries develop fast, which will help grow the bilateral ties.
Ezra Vogel, a former professor of East Asia Studies at Harvard,notes President Xi Jinping has already established a strong personal connection with the U.S. state of Iowa.
The American people also attach great importance to affection. For example, he visited Iowa and established good relations with the Iowans. If he could take this opportunity to let his friends from Iowa come to Washington to participate in some activities, this would show his affection. If President Xi Jinping could do that, showing his affection and close relations with Americans, I think that could positively affect our public opinion and our policies.
Xi Jinping first visited Iowa in 1985 while as a junior politician on a trade mission, befriending a local family who he ended up boarding with during his time there. 30 years later, he's returning to the United States on his first official state visit as Chinese president. But many observers suggest his trip this time is also meant to help create better interpersonal ties, but at a somewhat higher level.For CRI, I'm Luo Bing.